I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, April 23. Coming up, unattached youth in St. James and St. Catherine North refer to HOPE program, government to aggressively pursue development of Jamaica's bunkering industry and national air quality management program to be strengthened. The news in detail after the break.
Boy, throughout the year, move fast. I sue some again, you know.
So what are you planning for the fidelity?
Well, me know I'm staying at the house, you know, so I'm going to look at summer job.
Where are you going to find that?
No, no, yet, you know. But I want to check out the HOPE Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well me try to do that too. Tell me when you go apply.
And now we're too long now. I'm going right now to apply.
The HOPE Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period extended to April 27. Apply now at any Hartrust NTA or NYS office island-wide. For more information, call 754-98168.
Now the news. Unattached youth in communities under enhanced security measures are being referred to the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment HOPE program thanks to collaboration between the initiative and the joint forces. National coordinator for the HOPE program, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman, says HOPE is seeking to reach as many unattached youth as possible and has been engaging eligible persons detained under the states of public emergency in St. James and the St. Catherine North Police Division.
I've been working with the JCF that whenever they have detained persons under the state of emergency, that we bring in the Hartrust and the RGD together to make assessments of the persons who are detained so as to give them opportunities when we can.
Lieutenant Colonel Rickman was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. He says while not all persons identified for assistance will be able to register for HOPE due to the age requirements, those who fall outside of the target group are being directed to existing programs where they can access training and other opportunities. Transport and Mining Minister Robert Montague says the government will be aggressively pursuing the development of Jamaica's bunkering industry. Bunkering is the refueling of ships. Citing a 2012 Commonwealth Secretariat commissioned study, Mr. Montague said bunkering could generate up to 900 job opportunities in Jamaica, as well as increased economic activity of approximately $3 billion.
The economic benefits of harnessing this potential has long been recognized and underpinned by the investments made in port facilities, education and training, marine tourism, and the country's standing as a major container transshipment hub for the region. The country has the possibility to multiply the foreign exchange earnings and employment in the maritime sector by leveraging further its geographical location.
Minister Montague was speaking at the recent gala dinner of the International Bunker Industry Association. The government is to provide additional funding support to strengthen the country's national air quality management program this year. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, made the announcement Monday at the opening of the week-long ambient air quality workshop being held in New Kingston. In his address delivered by Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, Lieutenant Colonel Oral Khan, Minister Vaz said the program would be expanded to monitor areas outside of the Kingston metropolitan area and Montego Bay.
Approximately $9 million Jamaican dollars will be spent this year in expanding the monitoring regime and building technical capacity to further bolster and enhance procedures, protocols, and standards. The NEPA, as coordinator and primary implementers, recognizes that despite some achievements with respect to the implementation of the program, a number of areas still need to be addressed.
The expansion will also cover monitoring in Maypen, Spanish Town, and Mandeville. And close to 80,000 prescriptions have been filled across 17 participating pharmacies through the public-private sector pharmacy program for the period December 2016 to March 2018. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the program has significantly improved the ease with which persons issued with prescriptions at government health facilities are able to access medication.
We wanted to see to what extent we can reduce the time it takes for patients to get care in the public health system, because we understand the consequences of wait. As I said, it is downtime from active work, downtime from taking care of your family, downtime from going about your business, and frankly speaking, it can influence your state of mind and state of health.
Minister Tofton was speaking at the recent launch of the public-private sector pharmacy program at the Hilton's Pharmacy in Montego Bay, St. James. The initiative involves private pharmacies partnering with the National Health Fund to dispense medication prescribed at public health facilities. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.